Federal regulators accused the University of Vermont Medical Center of forcing a nurse to perform an abortion in violation of federal rules. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says that despite the nurse's conscience-based objections, UVM forced her to participate in what it says was an elective abortion. The hospital could lose some federal funding thanks to the citation, which is the first of its kind under the Trump administration. UVM Medical Center disputes most of the Fed's allegations. VPR's Emily Corwin has more.
The Department's Office of Civil Rights announced the enforcement action Wednesday in a conference call with reporters. During the call, Director Roger Severino said his department received a complaint from a UVM Medical Center nurse. He said the nurse, a Catholic, had been coerced into assisting with what he called an elective abortion, despite her objections.
Faced with the pressure of perhaps losing her job or being reported to the authorities, and facing significant repercussions to her career, she relented and has been traumatized ever since.
According to a complaint, the nurse told the hospital she did not want to participate in abortions.
The nurse was scheduled for this procedure. They was not told that they were now doing elective procedures, elective abortions, was scheduled for a D&C, came in, and the doctor, who was the one that was then doing abortions, said, "Don't hate me."
However, UVM Medical Center officials say staff were informed the hospital would be taking on more abortion services. Severino did not offer answers to reporters' questions about the viability of the pregnancy or how far along the pregnancy was, saying only,
"This is not an emergency circumstance."
The enforcement is the first of this kind from the department's new Conscience and Religious Freedom Division. UVM Medical Center disputes many of the department's allegations.
So the way the policy is written, it does state that if someone needed a life-saving procedure, that we would potentially ask staff to participate in that to save someone's life.
Interim President Steve Leffler says, to his knowledge, UVM Medical Center has never compelled an employee to participate in a procedure they were not comfortable with.
I don't know of any cases where we've compelled someone to do something against their will.
Leffler also disputes the federal regulator's characterization of the hospital as not having cooperated with the investigation.
From the outset, and as recently as this month, we offered to discuss our policies and practices with them. We asked to receive their advice on how those policies and practices could be improved, consistent with our obligation to our patients.
Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan, a Democrat, says he thinks the move is part of a larger strategy by the Trump administration to restrict women's access to abortion.
I think this is an attack on women's reproductive health. I don't think UVM has done anything wrong.
The citation comes as the Trump administration has increasingly sought to limit access to abortion. Earlier this year, the same U.S. Department, Health and Human Services, cut off funding for health clinics that also provide abortions. This enforcement comes under the Church Amendments, written in the 1970s. The Obama administration issued the last enforcement action like this against Mount Sinai Hospital in New York in 2009. In that case, the courts ruled against the administration and in favor of the hospital. The American Center for Law and Justice in Kentucky represents the nurse who brought this complaint. Its chief counsel, Jay Sekulow, is on President Trump's personal legal team.
I have to tell you, it does not come as a surprise to me.
Mary Beerworth is executive director of Vermont Right to Life.
We listened to the testimony over this past legislative session. There were nurses who leveled those kinds of complaints about the medical center.
According to federal regulators, UVM Medical Center needs to remedy its violations against, quote, real-life individuals, and it needs to amend its policies within 30 days. If it isn't deemed compliant at that point, it could lose about $1.6 million over the next 3 years. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.